At the very least, Louise Jameson is a name you'll know from watching TV. EastEnders, Doctor Who, Doc Martin, and more. She's no stranger to the stage either. She's part of the cast for the 60th anniversary tour of Agatha Christie's The Mousetrap, which opens at Dartford's Orchard Theatre on Monday, the 16th of May. Ahead of that show, I'm delighted to say she joins me on the line now. Hello, Louise, how are you?
I'm very well indeed. Lovely to be here.
When did you first get involved with The Mousetrap?
I finished delivering Cinderella to the ball on January the 3rd, and 12 hours later, I was rehearsing The Mousetrap, and 2 weeks after that, I was on the road with it.
Wow, that's quite a turnaround, because I was just looking at the schedule. This show is touring all over the country, and you haven't got very much time between the different venues, have you?
No, Sundays become really precious, and they're a bit of a dash in themselves, because you have to do, obviously, your laundry, your whatever mail is waiting for you at home, and then Monday you're up and off again.
Do you like life on the road?
Most of the time I do. I'd be lying if I didn't say I didn't get a little bit of touritis, but we are blessed. This isn't just PR talk. We are blessed with the most lovely company. We're a company of foodies. So each town we go to, the best restaurant is sought out, or somebody cooks a meal, or, you know, we have a picnic. It's just we've really, really bonded, because it does become a second family while you're on the road.
So it's almost that is the thing that carries you through the different venues and the ups and downs and the challenges of life on the road. It's food, is it?
Yes, food and laughter, yes.
I'm with you on that. Now, The Mousetrap is, I think I'm right in saying, the longest ever running play. It opened in London's West End in 1952, and it's still going now, 60 years, more than 60 years after that. You're touring with it, and I wonder, what do you think it is that is the secret of that play's success?
I think it's manifold. I think once it broke the six-year barrier and it got into the Guinness Book of Records, it became part of the tourist trail, along with the Tower of London and a visit to Edinburgh or Bath. You know, it became something, a must-do for all the tourists, which kept it alive. I think Agatha Christie is a brilliant writer. The story arcs are wonderful, the laying down of the clues and the red herrings are utterly brilliant, and this is the best of hers, I think. Except for Maybe and Then There Were None. That's a beautiful script as well. But this particular story is based on a rather profound and sad truth. In the late 40s, a young boy was beaten to death in care. And Agatha Christie got wind of this story, and it haunted her. She couldn't get it out of her mind. And to ease her own stress, as it were, she wrote it all down, and that turned into a short play for radio called Three Blind Mice, which was so successful that in turn expanded into The Mousetrap. And I think because it has a sort of rather profound start to it, it's put it a cut above the others.
That stems from quite a dark story, and I wonder, does that darkness linger on through the play?
She's very, very careful to keep it family entertainment. Everybody has a dark secret, but that's part of the Christie formula. And the characters have very broad brushstrokes. I think Christie works best when there are other creatives involved with her, when you have actors and cameramen and lighting and sound designers thrown on top of it that flesh out the characters of these marvellous plots that she creates. I wouldn't want to put anybody off, because the play does also contain a lot of laughs, a lot of laughs, and I've been surprised at what a modern audience will find amusing.
It's described as a whodunit, but does that really do justice to the play, do you think?
Yeah, whodunit's a bit disparaging, isn't it? You're right. It does do it justice, because someone gets murdered in the first half, and in the second half you have to work out who did it. So that it's that simplistic. So it does appeal to the pub quiz mind, or someone who enjoys solving puzzles and problems. It certainly is going to please that genre. But I think it's deeper than that. I think, especially with Ian Watt Smith's directing, he's brought a depth and a gravitas and humour and pace and love and jealousy. All these elements are within our script as well.
You play Mrs. Boyle in the play. Yeah. Tell me a bit about her.
She's such a grumpy old bag. She's glass half empty, critical. She's damaged. She doesn't love herself very much, and therefore it's very difficult for anybody else to love her. And I didn't want to just play a gruff old woman. I think she's very lonely. I think she would like to come to terms with her own past, but it finds it impossible.
Is she a good person, do you think?
Deep down, in the middle of her heart, yeah, I think she's an absolutely lovely person who tries to do the best she can, but the best she can isn't very good. I wouldn't want to spend an evening with her.
I can't quite imagine, talking to you now, I can't quite imagine you as that person. I guess that is the magic of acting, isn't it? That you get to put yourself in that role. When talking to you now, you're not like that on the phone.
It was right, to be honest, it was right out of my comfort zone to begin with. And I was just kind of doing mad old lady acting. But once I kind of twigged, I thought, well, why? I can't tell you too much because I don't want to give away the story. But there's a specific reason that she's come to this manor house in the middle of nowhere. And once I really started working on that, why she was there, what she was doing there, I suddenly understood her much better, rather than just being, you know, a grumpy old lady walking on stage.
Now, you're drawing me in already. There's so much history and heritage to The Mousetrap. I wonder, do you try and stay true to the traditions and the way it's staged in London's West End, or are you trying to bring something different to it?
We are being very true. I think you'll find most of the productions, there are very similar moves, very similar pacing. That said, an actor always brings his or her own layer to it. And with Ian's encouragement, we've really gone for the truth. I've seen this production two or three times, and sometimes it's been absolutely hilarious. You know, the company have made the choice to rather send up the manners of the time and play for nothing but laughs. Which is a perfectly valid choice, but I much prefer to go for the truth of it and the tension of it.
What would you say to someone who's never seen The Mousetrap before? What would you say that makes them think, I want to go to the Orchard Theatre on the 16th of May and see The Mousetrap?
It's a quintessentially British escapism, wonderful piece of entertainment, and you can bring your grandmother and you can bring your grandchild and they will both have a good time.
Well, I have to say I'm looking forward to it very much. It's on at the Orchard Theatre from the 16th to the 21st of May. Louise, thanks so much for joining us today here on Michigan Radio.
Thank you.
And I hope that the run is a tremendous success.
Thank you ever so much.
That's Louise Jameson, and you can find more information about the show. You can book tickets at orchardtheatre.co.uk, or for more on Louise, go to louisejameson.com. It's Miskin Radio.